It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Functional medicine is the big buzzword in the field of natural medicine. And today we have Dr. Peter Osborne, Clinical Director of Origins Healthcare Center, who's going to share how functional medicine can help you restore your health by addressing your body imbalances and dysfunctions rather than just treating your symptoms. Welcome to Wellness for Life, Dr. Peter.
Hey, thanks for having me on. This is great.
Absolutely. Now, what exactly is functional medicine and what types of diseases and conditions can be addressed by using functional medicine?
Well, functional medicine is the art and science of looking at a patient as a unique person. Every patient is unique in their own right. Doesn't matter that they might all have the same kinds of diseases. For example, you might have 10 different patients with diabetes, but they may not all have diabetes for the exact same reasons. And so what a functional medicine doctor does is dives into the patient's history, dives into the patient's biochemistry to try to determine what the unique set of circumstances are for that individual that are creating their disease. There are a lot of conditions that benefit from functional medicine. Autoimmune disease, there's 140 different types, but some of the more common ones, hypothyroidism, like Hashimoto's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic migraine headaches, autoimmune lupus, dermatomyositis. So there's a litany of different conditions that benefit from functional medicine versus conventional medicine, which focuses on only treating symptoms with medication. So you can treat symptoms and reduce symptoms, but that doesn't fix why the person is sick. And that's why functional medicine is growing in popularity. People are sick of just being prescribed medicine without actually having a doctor look at why they're sick.
That's right. I mean, I consider myself a medical detective where, you know, I'm like a bulldog on a little toy. I keep on digging, right? We all
Absolutely.
Do. You do. We got to go deeper below that surface and find the roots of what the cause is. And I find that by using, I'm a functional medicine practitioner as well, using these types of techniques and really looking at the clues that we, you know, you talked about there. Everyone can have the same disease caused diabetes, but there are many, many clues that you can use that, and everyone's therapy might be different, in fact. Isn't that right? The therapy might be different.
The therapy, absolutely. So as we'll just go off of that diabetes example again. Let's just say that that person, we're investigating their unique chemistry. And one of the things that I like to look for is vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And so there's a specialized type of lab test that I'll run to try to detect these in patients. And so sometimes diabetes will occur, and high blood sugar and blood sugar dysregulation will occur because of chromium deficiency or B vitamin deficiency or alpha lipoic acid deficiency or zinc deficiency or vitamin D deficiency. And some people have one or two of these deficiencies. Some people have them all. Some people have, you know, a handful of other kinds of problems. So testing specifically like this allows us to target why their blood sugar is being disrupted and not just generalizing and trying to give them 30 pills to take to address something that we're not quite sure what's happening.
Right. So you're using targeted nutritional therapies by using a special form of laboratory to figure things out. But you know what I also find when I do those as well is that once we address those nutrient deficiencies, And even it may even be an excess, it doesn't have to be a deficiency, that a lot of other symptoms get better in that patient. Do you see that too?
Absolutely. I mean, if you correct somebody's chromium, for example, and let's say they're diabetic, so they have the cardinal symptoms of diabetes, which is generally they're hungry, they're thirsty all the time. Maybe their fatigue improves. Maybe their hair quits falling out. Maybe they are capable of exercising more because their muscles don't hurt as bad because they're able to make energy better. That's very, very true.
Right. I mean, I find that a lot of Americans and all across the world, we all kind of like deal with our symptoms. It's not like they don't think about, okay, I can live a happier, healthier and pain-free and a symptom-free life for a long time. You don't have to think, gosh, you know, I'm getting older. That's why I'm tired. I'm getting older. That's why I'm gaining weight. I mean, there's so many things. And these nutrients that you're talking about, those are key because they're essential. They're what you call orthomolecular, meaning your body needs it to just function in a normal way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you think mainstream medicine then is broken?
I don't think that it's broken. I know that it's broken. Look, I think we have the best medical system in the world as it relates to acute care, meaning if somebody has an acute traumatic injury, you know, a sprain or a strain or a broken bone, or they get in a car accident, we have the best emergency care in the world. But most people don't die of an acute scenario. They actually get into these chronic disease scenarios, you know, cancer and heart disease and autoimmune disease kill more people than any other three combinations. And the care for these diseases is the use of medications, which don't resolve why the diseases are there in the first place, but the medications themselves over time, the longer a patient takes a medication, the more risk and the more symptoms they can develop from the use of the medication. One of the most common side effects of chronic medication use has to do with what we just talked about. Some medications actually cause vitamin and mineral deficiency, and the vitamin and mineral deficiencies these medications cause actually create the very disease the medication is intending to reduce the risk of. So it's a very, almost Alice in Wonderland, you know, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, topsy-turvy world that we're living in today as it relates to medicine treating chronic disease.
That's a really good point. You know, I just was have been working with a patient who has very, very high anxiety, and of course they put the gentleman on anxiety drugs. But what we found, which is, of course, a nutrient deficiency, is a condition called pyroluria. Are you familiar with that, Peter?
Absolutely. I see that a lot in patients with mental disorders and schizophrenia. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is a simple test, pyroluria test that you can get. It's a urine test, and there are various labs that will do it. But then as soon as you give them the B6 and zinc, wow. I mean, it changes their life.
Yeah, absolutely. It can very much change their life. I think what happened early in the early '40s, we had the antibiotics that were invented and discovered, and so doctors, you know, were saving just so many lives with drugs, with the drug of the antibiotic. And since then, everybody's been chasing the next magic pill. But, you know, to date, no other drug has really come out and been able to cure disease. I mean, antibiotics cure infection. It's really probably the only drug we can say cures a medical condition. All the other drugs are just designed to mask and not cure. And that's one of the reasons why we have to go back to nutrition. Nutrition is the original cure.
I'm a big believer in that. So your website is drpeterosborne.com. And will they be able to find a lot of information on functional medicine?
Absolutely. We've got tons of videos and tons of blog posts and articles there for people to dive in.
DrPeterOsborne.com. And I know that you got a great new book out right now, No Pain, No Grain. Oh, no Grain, No Pain. You just got it mixed up right there. No Grain, No Pain. Great book. I love that. And because I'm a true believer in going grain-free, particularly if you've got a lot of you know, hidden symptoms. So, okay. Oh, DrPeterOsborne.com. Anything that you can recommend in just one 30-second blurb about how people can use functional medicine?
I think what's key is finding a doctor who's willing to get with you and not just dismiss you, a doctor who's not going to spend 2 minutes in an appointment with you, somebody who's going to spend an hour with you talking about your history, talking about your symptoms, talking about what they can do to help you figure out why you're sick.
That's such a great point. You know, your doctor should be your advocate and be on your side and help you get to the root issues. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Dr. Peter Osborne. Great information. So I'll see you next time. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.